interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
For me, the best thing about the VA loan was the simplicity of it.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out. It smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
This is a special report from ABC News Government Shutdown Watch. I'm Michelle Franzen. With less than 8 hours before government funding runs out, GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans have an agreement on an alternate plan. That after the president-elect Trump called for Republicans to extend the debt ceiling limit. ABC's Jay O'Brien is on Capitol Hill and says Johnson could separate the measures.
A combination plan. It involves an extension of government funding until March, that $100 billion or so dollars in disaster assistance and direct aid for farmers in one plan that gets passed under what's called suspension, meaning it gets put on the House floor and it would need support of Democrats in order to pass. That's how Johnson tried to pass his plan B last night. That failed.
More than 3 million government workers would be impacted if a government shutdown occurs at midnight, including TSA and air traffic controllers who would be asked to work without pay until there is a fix. This is ABC News. There is a recall of nearly 609,000 child car seats. Nuna Baby Essentials says the harness adjuster may get loose and not keep children properly restrained. The company sending owners a fix-it kit. A woman deported to Mexico, her Texas family now fighting for her U.S. citizenship.
Christina Salazar says she's sad and desperate. The mother of four is married to a U.S. citizen but came to the U.S. undocumented. Salazar had given birth to twins in Houston earlier than expected. Later, her lawyer says, she tried to prove her case to immigration officials. They were immediately deported to a border town where she knew no one. Her lawyer saying Salazar had no clothes, no money. Salazar has since been reunited with her family in Mexico while her lawyer plans next steps.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The 2024-25 flu season is on. Federal health officials say, though, it's not too late to get vaccinated. At least 140 million doses distributed across the country, 148 million expected. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I'm at a smoothie bar asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes! From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need. And more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 0 to 5 above. Looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a little warmer, high near 20, and a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the low 30s Sunday. Few flurries Monday, a high in the low 30s, dry and mid-30s for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes has been picked as Seattle's next police chief. Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell's office announced Barnes' nomination on Friday. The selection comes while Barnes remains in the national spotlight following Monday's shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, where a 15-year-old student shot and killed a fellow student and a teacher before fatally shooting herself. At the state capitol, dozens of protesters from Madison area high schools took to the halls to push for stricter gun laws in the upcoming legislative session. Prison time for a 12th drunk driving conviction. 59-year-old John Miner of Toma pleaded no contest to charges on Thursday and was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Miner, pulled over for speeding in April, took a swig of vodka from an open bottle prior to his arrest. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Steel holiday savings are here. Make room under the tree for gifts at the top of their wish list. Right now, power up the holidays with great deals on long-lasting tools. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel Holiday Gift Guide at steelusa.com.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durant help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durant location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durant area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar will be the top Democrat on the Senate Agriculture Committee. She was named to the post this week by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Klobuchar will head the committee that will oversee the next farm bill. Just days ago, Minnesota 2nd District Congresswoman Angie Craig became the Democratic ranking member of the House Ag Committee. Wisconsin schools will receive $70 million to expand libraries and technology. The Board of Commissioners of Public Lands says the funding will be used to buy new books and other educational materials. The money comes from the Common School Fund, which supplies the sole funding for more than 90% of public school libraries statewide. The funding was announced at Brown Deer High School. Wisconsin reached the seventh month in a row of record high employment. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the labor force increased by more than 7,000 in November, making a record 3 million Wisconsinites employed. The state unemployment rate in November was 2.9%, about more than 1% lower than the national average. A familiar brand on Wisconsin snowmobile trails faces an uncertain future, with two plants in neighboring Minnesota suspending operations. Textron Incorporated confirmed that Arctic Cat manufacturing operations are being shut down at factories in both Thief River Falls and St. Cloud after planned production numbers for the first half of 2025 are met. The company said the closures are in response to the ongoing business conditions facing the power sports industry due to inflationary increases impacting consumer demand. There have been no word indicating how many employees will be affected. In November, the company laid off 65 employees and furloughed more at its Thief River Falls location. Minnesota residents are now able to get state child tax credit payments in advance. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz made changes this week, saying the goal is to lower child poverty and provide relief for working class families in the state. Under the new rules, those filing their tax returns in the new year can opt to get the full credit for their 2024 filing, part of next year's credit across three payments in the last 6 months of 2025, and then the remaining credit when filing in 2026. Taxpayers can qualify for credits of up to $1,750 for each eligible child. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
A student driver in the Minneapolis area will have to wait a little longer to get their license after a road test disaster earlier this week. Local police say a person who was taking the exam at the Chaska License Center hit two vehicles right outside the center, then slammed into the building. The test taker confused the gas and brake pedals, according to authorities. No one was hurt. Officials say the employee who typically sits on the other side of the wall that the vehicle crashed into just happened to have the day off of work. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-419-2387. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387.
Blaney basks in off-season matrimony. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Need a last-minute holiday gift for the race fan on your list? The folks at Racing Electronics have the perfect stocking stuffer, a Racing Electronics gift card. Choose from scanners, headphones, race day accessories, or use it for Racing Electronics scanner rentals next season. Take the guessing out of gift-giving with the Racing Electronics gift card to ensure that everyone is race day ready. Head over to RacingElectronics.com. That's RacingElectronics.com and get yours today.
Give us a follow.
The Motor Racing Network is on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. We've got links to all our podcasts, MRN Radio Race Broadcasts, and NASCAR News and Information. Video podcasts on MRN's YouTube and Facebook. On X, use the hashtag AskMRN to connect with us and our award-winning race announcers. Give us a like, post a comment, share a podcast. Just search for MRN Radio Media Outlets. While some NASCAR competitors keep their respective race engines running in December, Cup Series veteran Ryan Blaney prefers to shift gears into hiatus mode to decompress and attend to personal matters, saying, "I do," to new wife Gianna Tullio as the couple married on December 12th. For Blaney, it was a welcome flurry of activity.
I really take, like, from season end to January 1st, I'm checked out. New Year rolls around and, you know, get ready to go back to work and start the new year. This winter will be pretty busy with getting married. It's something that you're not so busy where you're dreading it, right? Where you're like, oh, I'm going to be busy all our off season. You know, we're excited to do this and tie the knots. And so, yeah, it'll be a busy one, but we'll still have a lot of fun with what we're doing.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
The Packers can clinch a wild-card playoff spot with a win over New Orleans on Monday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Until they do, though, Packers coach Matt LaFleur said he's not spending a lot of time looking to cut back on player reps, including those of running back Josh Jacobs.
I think we got to be mindful of his workload 100%, and he does a great job communicating with us in terms of where he's at, and he's been pretty healthy. So, and certainly the production speaks for itself. I mean, he's an animal out there.
Packers wrapped up another day of work this afternoon on the practice field. The 12-team college football playoff kicks off tonight. Notre Dame hosting Indiana. The winner gets a date with Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. Bucks are back in action this evening, facing the NBA-leading Cavaliers in Cleveland. Bucks coming off an NBA Cup championship on Tuesday. There is college basketball this weekend. Marquette returns to Big East play tomorrow afternoon. The 10-2 Golden Eagles are on the road at Xavier. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
New boys and girls basketball coaches polls are out, including a change at the top. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
On Tuesday afternoon, new WisSports.net coaches polls came out for boys and girls basketball. In the Division I boys rankings, DePere remains the top-ranked team. The Redbirds get a stiff challenge on Saturday as they will travel to Wisconsin Lutheran, the defending champion in Division II, who was bumped up to D1 this season, ranked 5th in the newest poll. There's a new number one team in Division II. After Tosa West fell for the first time against Germantown last week, Nicolet ascends to the top spot. Milwaukee Academy of Science is perhaps the best team in the state regardless of division, and the top-ranked squad in Division 3. Mineral Point in D4 and Sheboygan Lutheran in D5 remain atop their respective divisions. There were no changes in the top spots of the Week 3 WisSports.net girls basketball coaches poll, as there was a large amount of stability overall this week. Pewaukee continues to occupy the top spot in Division 1 after moving up from D2 last season. Speaking of the Pirates, they traveled to 5th-ranked Homestead on Saturday afternoon. Wauwatosa East is off to a 9-0 start and remains the top-ranked Division II team. Laconia sits atop Division 3, with the Prairie School the number one team in D4. Assumption gets the edge once again as the top-ranked Division 5 team. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I was talking to Colt Ringer, who is the president of AquaView. They make those underwater viewing cameras. And I asked him, what's the one thing that you've learned that's going to help those anglers out on that early ice catch more fish? He said, there's one thing you have to know, and I'll tell you what it is, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
In a conversation I had with Colt Ringer, who's the president of AquaView, I asked him, what is that one thing that you have learned from using your cameras that's going to make these guys a lot more successful out on that early ice? And he said, you have to be quiet because these fish spook so easily when they're shallow during this early ice period. He said he doesn't drill a lot of holes. You know, a lot of guys will go out and they'll just drill holes all over the ice. That used to be something that was taught, but it's not anymore, because they understand now that all of that hole drilling, all of that banging the ice with a spud, all of the stuff that you do by stomping around and making noise is going to spook those fish. So what you have to do is drill fewer holes. Drill one here, walk about 20 feet away, drill another one. 20 feet this way, drill another one, and then wait a little bit before you send the camera down or put the sonar transducer down the hole to find those fish. Makes a huge difference. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 0 to 5 above. Looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a little warmer, high near 20, and a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the low 30s Sunday. Few flurries Monday, a high in the low 30s, dry and mid-30s for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and welcome to a Friday ahead of a holiday couple of weeks. As we take a look at the trade action, nice to see what many are calling a turnaround Friday. We're so used to turnaround Tuesday action, except for those wheat numbers in Chicago. They're the ones that kind of are on the struggle for the day. But today we're going to look at what's going on, the stock market trade, fundamentals, what we're seeing, the ratio between November beans and December corn, and a lot of other factors that are weighing in as well. David Erickson joins us today. He's with Ag Optimus out of Akron, Iowa. Let's start out with the stock market, because I think that's just everybody's conversation the last couple of days as they look at those numbers.
Yeah, you know, the stock market was kind of an interesting trade over the last, day and a half, session and a half, however you want to look at it. It's really moved around, and, it was quite a bit lower yesterday. after the Fed came out and made their announcement. And, you know, within it, and then it was a little bit lower even to start the day here. And it's rebounded quite nicely. And right now it's trading about 80 points higher. And, you know, I really think that the biggest driver there is the fact that, you know, everyone's a little bit worried about the government shutdown and, you know, what the government is going to do, you know, to either avoid that or, you know, to kind of move things along. But, you know, a lot of speculation going on and a lot of unknowns or a lot of questions left to be answered.
Well, you know, as you and I talk, nothing has been set in stone. And so many wonder if this is going to get pushed into the 11th hour. And added to that, looming a farm bill that's set to expire at the end of the year as well. So there's a lot of outside influences that are going to weigh in on this trade as we head into a Monday or Sunday night, that is.
Yeah, absolutely there is. And, you know, who knows? It wouldn't be unlike the federal government to kind of push things off until that 11th hour. And, but, you know, hopefully they're able to get something done and, you know, are done over the weekend and, you know, it's a non-factor as we move into the end of the year.
So fundamentals, are you seeing much change as we look at the livestock side of it?
You know, on the livestock side of things, I haven't really seen a lot that, you know, would kind of spark this type of rebound. So I really think it's, you know, whether you want to call it money flow or outside market driven, you know, I think that's been the biggest driver. You know, cash for the week was basically steady, and I think that's pretty well wrapped up. The boxes have kind of been up and down the river. You know, this morning's print showed that they were quite a bit lower in the choice and just a little bit lower in the select after being quite a bit higher yesterday afternoon. So we'll have to keep an eye and see what the afternoon print, you know, tells us as far as the boxes go. You know, it feels like the feeder cattle index is kind of stabled out here. It was reported about 8 points lower earlier in the day. So, you know, we'll see. On the hog side of things, it feels like they've kind of rebounded, and maybe the boxes are going to be the big driver there. You know, unlike on the beef side of things, the pork cutout was quite a bit higher here on the morning print. So, you know, we'll have to see what the afternoon print is. If there is one market that can change a lot between the morning and the afternoon print, it's definitely the pork cutout.
You know, and it shouldn't come as any surprise, looking at the stellar 3 weeks we had in this cash cattle market, that this week there just kind of was that breather that was taken heading into a shortened couple of holiday weeks. What's your takeaway on the lack of any sort of movement on the cash?
Yeah, you know, a lot of times, you know, we'll see a pretty big move in the cash coming out of a shortened holiday week. So either the week of or, you know, coming out of it. And, you know, next week and the week after, we're going to have those shortened holiday weeks. So it'll be really interesting to see, you know, if the Packers kind of caught with sleep at the wheel like they have been in the past a few different times and, you know, not getting enough inventory around them, or if they've gotten enough bought, you know, on this big push that we've had. But, you know, I think they've gotten plenty bought, but, you know, I think the numbers are still kind of lacking, and we're starting to see, you know, in the report yesterday about the weights, you know, the weights are still running quite a bit higher than where they were a year ago, but they seem to have stabilized and, you know, and or might be moving a little closer to where we were a year ago.
So I want to get your takeaway of the consumer demand, because we see what the prices are at the meat counter going into the holidays, and even into the new year. Will we or could we see a pullback from them just to say, okay, hold on, this is just getting too much?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, and I've been one that's kind of been saying, you know, that the consumer is going to push back for quite some time now. And, you know, one of the biggest barometers that I look at that, you know, when kind of judging that is, you know, the amount of credit card debt that is out there. And, you know, I think that, you know, when you look at those various reports, the consumer is, you know, running a little tight on cash right now. They're not as flush with cash as they had been either earlier in the year or even or last year even. So it'll be really interesting to see if they do push back. And, you know, we could definitely see that, I would say, certain kind of in the beginning of 2025. I think the holiday rush or the holiday demand for, you know, various cuts of meat has probably, you know, is probably behind us. And if it's not, it'll be behind us next week. And it'll be really interesting as we move towards the end of the year and into 2025. If, you know, if the consumer starts to push back and maybe instead of buying a steak, maybe they'll look more at a pork chop or a pork loin or, you know, what have you, or maybe even chicken, you know, if that's your taste. But
stick around. We've got a lot more coming up. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor Certified Service Center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation continues with David Erickson with Ag Optimist out of Akron, Iowa. So switch gears. Let's jump over to what we saw on the grain side of it. And many are just calling it a turnaround Friday in the grains after the struggle we saw earlier this week and even yesterday's trade action.
Yeah, you know, I was talking with the other gentleman that I work with here in the office, and I told him earlier kind of to start the day that I feel like the beans have found their level. And he kind of looked at me like I was, you know, talking silly. But, you know, I feel like they've gotten to a price level where, you know, they sparked a little bit of buying demand. And I think when you look at the open interest and how much that came down over the last couple of days, I think that goes to show that maybe some of these short positions are, you know, taking a little money off the table. Maybe moving to the sidelines and perhaps shifting to a little bit of length, you know, mostly because, like I said, I mean, I think that beans have gotten gone a little too far to the downside, especially as we kind of start thinking about 2025 and, you know, thinking about planting intentions. You know, when you look at the ratio between December corn and November beans, it was hovering, you know, before this kind of bounced back, it was hovering right around that 2%-ish range. And, you know, historically the 5-year average is between like 2.5 and 2.25. So that tells you one of two things: either the beans have to come up or the corn is going to come down a little bit. And, you know, quite frankly, I think that the story is good enough in the corn. I don't see that scenario kind of playing out. You know, I think that the export demand on the corn side of things has been really good. I think the ethanol demand has been really good. So, and, you know, with the latest carryout projection that the USDA gave us earlier this month, you know, I think our carryout, it's not like we're going to run out of corn, but I feel like it is definitely manageable from this level.
So do you think?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, so do you think that good story is going to continue then? For this corn into the new year?
Yeah, I do feel that the good story is going to continue. And we probably have a little more push. You know, but you know, there again, maybe 10, 15 to 20 cents is probably all we're going to get for now before we start talking planting intentions and so on and so forth. Personally, in the beans, I think that the story out of South America And, you know, the slight reduction that we've seen out of the NOPA crush numbers was probably a touch overplayed. And I'm not saying that, you know, South America is going to have a bust of a crop. But, you know, I still think that there will be some demand for our beans. And I've always said that, you know, even with the carryout levels where they're at on the beans are such a more fragile crop because we grow so many less of them. So you can go from sitting on a big pile of beans to, you know, worrying about if we're going to have enough in pretty short order. And there's so much left to the story to be told. Especially as we're sitting in here towards the end of 2024, there's so much story left to be told for 2025. And, you know, quite frankly, we could see a scenario where there's a lot of corn on corn acres, and that really reduces the amount of acres of beans that are even being planted. If you take that, and, you know, obviously we can't, it's way too early to be talking about a weather scenario, but if you get some kind of a weather scenario, that carryout can really shrink in a hurry.
So as you look, there's only 8 days left, which is hard to believe in the trading year. I guess 9 if you count Sunday night into, you know, the Sundays coming in. But what is your thoughts as you look at the last couple of days that are really happening this marketing year for our grains?
Well, I think there is an opportunity that, you know, you could see some big moves in any of these markets. You know, like we talked about the stock market earlier, you know, if you look at the range that market traded in, that should be, you know, a good warning sign, or, you know, definitely a sign that you need to proceed with caution in a lot of these markets. And that's mostly because the markets are really thin as we enter into these last few days. A lot of people kind of take off, or, you know, aren't paying as close of attention. And if someone comes in and has a agenda of any sort, they can really push the market around. So, you know, my advice that I've been telling a lot of my customers is, as we move into year end, don't get married to anything. You know, if you're currently involved, you know, don't be afraid to trade it here and there. And you can always look to reposition, you know, early next year.
All right. Great advice. Thanks so much. David Erickson joining us today. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. That is another edition of the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, a proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. It's been a month now since the United States banned the importation of feeder cattle from Mexico after the New World screwworm parasite was discovered in that country. And now the USDA has outlined the requirements needed before those imports can resume. I'll have more when we come back.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
I'm Sarah McNaughton, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer that burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at farmprogress.com.
Yes, the USDA has released its requirements to ensure feeder cattle imports from Mexico do not bring the New World screwworm back into the United States. The requirements include rigorous surveillance programs, mandatory treatments for cattle, and additional safeguards at Mexican facilities and border crossings. The parasite, eradicated from the United States in 1966, has long posed a threat in Central and South America. The recent detection in southern Mexico prompted officials to halt imports back on November 24th, a decision praised by many within the U.S. livestock industry. Among those urging continued caution is Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota. In a letter to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack, Rounds emphasized the need to prioritize animal health and rancher safety, warning against prematurely reopening the U.S.-Mexico feeder cattle trade. He wrote, quote, "To address current threats, I urge the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, to proceed with real caution and to refrain from prematurely reopening the U.S.-Mexico feeder cattle trade. Our ranchers consistently deal with a number of uncontrollable factors. It would be irresponsible to subject our domestic cattle herd to further uncertainty." Rounds also called on APHIS to investigate the source of the parasite outbreak and clearly outline how trade decisions will be made moving forward. His comments have resonated with many producers who see the risk of reintroducing the parasite as far outweighing the benefits of resuming imports at this time. For U.S. cattle producers, the New World screwworm is more than just a pest. It's a serious biosecurity risk. The parasite larvae infest open wounds in livestock, which can lead to infections, reduced production, and in severe cases, animal death. Any spread of this parasite into the U.S. would not only disrupt markets, but it could lead to massive economic losses for the cattle industry. While the USDA's plan seeks to balance trade with biosecurity, calls for caution from lawmakers like Senator Rounds reflect a growing sense of urgency within the industry to protect the domestic herd. I'll be back with more after this.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
For now, feeder cattle imports from Mexico remain suspended, and producers across the country will be watching closely for updates from APHIS and the USDA. No doubt, cattle industry groups and others will continue to press for answers on the outbreak to ensure that the safety of U.S. cattle remains the top priority. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 0 to 5 above. Looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a little warmer, high near 20, and a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the low 30s Sunday. Few flurries Monday, a high in the low 30s, dry and mid-30s for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Just hear those sleigh bells ringing and ting-ting-ting-a-ling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you boo. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-up, 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 let's go, let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-up, 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 it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like the birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pile. Pop, 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 there's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print of career and eyes. These wonderful things are the things we'll remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells ringing and ting, ting, ting-a-ling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you boo. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-up, 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 let's go, let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-up, 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 it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like the birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California. Something's telling me she's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Probably in Texas.
not sure.
Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas.
Keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Stacked against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. To the clerk, the pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. I feel lucky today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. Hey, Dwight, hey, Lyle, boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight. I feel lucky today.
Shotgun like it ain't no thing. Turn the radio off so the girl can sing right. Pull them to the party like y'all was something. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town. Get up. Drop the tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on. It's not as bottoms up. Get them up. Tonight is bottoms up. feel I gotta tip my hat. Never thought a country song make you move like that, yeah. And she's doing any Daisy Dukes, girl. She got you tapping on the boy show. Hey, dog, check this out, man. It's how them girls do it in the dirty south, yeah. She have you on the knee, can I marry you? And tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck, find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back, pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? Tonight is bottoms up, get them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Times. Oh, y'all get your drinks up high. Everybody feeling alright. Damn right. Cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up?
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on, so I drove by her house. And sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all, sitting in my place. That ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of luck. That ain't my shadow on her wall. Lord, this don't we
sun-kissed soda, your brown hair in the west coast wind. If heaven is anywhere, 90s hits at the top of our lungs, shuffling it on, still the one. Listen, turns, cause that's our song. If heaven is anywhere.